This is Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Halloween, 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 Halloween.
This is Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
I am dead.
If you're listening to this podcast, this is the Debrief Podcast with me, Stevie.
And me, Tessa Spooky Coat.
And Tessa maybe Spooky Coats, and that sounds like that's going to be the scary one. But guys, I've been dead for 10 years. What? What have you been listening to this whole time? It's just been Tessa on her own. Just Tessa and Tom. That's what it's always been. Right, guys?
Right.
We've lost our minds and we do sound drunk, but
Halloween,
we're not.
Halloween.
We just love Halloween so much.
This
happy Halloween,
Halloween,
everyone.
Halloween.
Oh, should I say spooky Halloween? Should I say happy Halloween?
And gracious Samhain to you.
See, I thought it was pronounced Sween.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you? Based on what?
Because I looked it up.
Looked at me. S-A-M.
H-A-I-N.
And you think it's pronounced Sween?
Yeah, because it was like Celtic.
Oh, touche.
Let's call it Samhain. But before we go into Halloween, which we're already in...
What adult thing have you done, Stevie?
What adult thing have I done, Stevie? I fixed my phone, which was cracked. It's been cracked. The screen has been smashed for ages. And then they said, would you like to buy one of these cases? And for the last two times, I've gone, no, because they're like £45. I was like, I've already spent so much money in this shop. And then I said, yes, please. And I spent £45 more money in the shop and got a really good case because this is the third time it's happened. And that is too much money for me to even contemplate thinking about. I've gone hot thinking about it. So, get a case. Don't be a mug. Get a case. That's my thing.
That's very good.
What's yours?
Don't know if you remember our absolutely groundbreaking episode on home improvements. Doing things in your house.
Find a stop tap.
And one of them, we kept discussing whether or not you put vinegar on the walls and what kind of vinegar it was.
Surely to remove stains, not just for like
throw
fun.
It on the walls.
I just don't know whether to put vinegar on my walls, guys.
Like horrible black stuff in the grouting in your tiles in your bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that stuff.
Just put vinegar in that?
Yes, I did. It did not work. Then I mean, it did a bit.
It's not good enough.
It wasn't enough.
Then your whole bathroom smells like vinegar.
Vinegar.
For what?
Also, guys, it was white. Can we confirm it was white wine and not balsamic? Can we?
Okay.
We weren't sure. Nor is it the stuff that you put on the chips. Anyway, then I bought for £1.50 some Silit Bang black grout remover.
Worked like a charm.
Absolutely, yes.
Sometimes it pays to buy like the
I
big
went
stuff.
To the big Tesco's, other supermarkets also available, and sort of stood in the cleaning aisle and was like, oh, there is a lot of good stuff here. Oh, God. When you go
but
to the...
E-cover, you should be using e-cover because the other stuff
I'm
is really
sorry.
Bad.
I'm taking it one step at a time.
I understand. First, you've got to get actual cleaning products before you can transfer them over.
Transfer the cleaning products over.
I understand. Okay, cool.
Because I
found that actually I've gone full e-cover now and they've got like toilet cleaner, they've got hob cleaner, they've got dishwasher tablets.
I'm sure they've got everything. I've never been in the cleaning aisle before. So,
yes, forgive me for thinking that was a stage
certainly.
That you were at.
Certainly, for assuming that...
I've never cleaned anything. Okay,
I have, just with...
Your mouth.
Fucking hell. No, I have, just with whatever was already there, or like the cheapest thing, or a way to like, can I make it out of soil and white wine vinegar? You know, like, can I make it cheaply?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, just buy the product.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
does it works a lot better, doesn't it?
Yes.
I found.
Yes, I felt very grown up. Mm. I actually did a big shop in Tesco's by accident.
Great.
I went in for a caterpillar cake.
Came out with 70.
70 cakes.
70 cakes. Bang. Great.
And
okay.
Somebody said it bang.
Cool. Don't care about your adult thing because I want to talk about Halloween now. Oh, Halloween.
Halloween.
So
Halloween.
I'm presuming, because I know the answer, that you are a big Halloween fan.
Yes, I am, though I actually do it in rotation. I go fallow a year and...
And then 4 years on.
4 years on, 1 year fallow.
1 year clover. It is factual, that's why she's laughing.
Yeah, it is. I love an accurate farming bun. I love it.
Wasn't even a bun.
No, an accurate farming
just
sentence.
Fact.
Yeah, sentence.
Sentence.
Yes, it's almost too much to do it every year.
It really is. Because I remember that you had that great Halloween party, which maybe was 4 years ago.
Could easily be.
And it was a really warm night and I was just like Maleficent.
Stevie looked incredible.
As did Tessa. I've forgotten what she came as. What did she come as? Well,
dead ghost.
Oh yeah, that was fine. Fine. I'm sure you looked incredible as well. No, fine. Oh, you had that big dress on.
Yeah.
That was great. And it was, everyone looked great. We all just like sat outside and had a really like nice, civilised party. And then we played loads of parlour games. It's just like, and that was the last time I've been to a Halloween party. Since then, it's that thing of being like, sort of a vague sadness at not doing it.
Right, so that party keeps me awake at night.
Why?
Just thinking about like how...
You were so stressed.
I was so stressed. I was absolutely catatonic with stress. I tried to make a lasagna that was a graveyard. I kind of like skeleton, like a sort of... Like imagine a Barbie doll, but it's a skeleton. Guys, everyone get on board.
Yeah, I'm on board.
And then I had sort of like buried that in the lasagna, so it was like climbing out,
okay,
like of a grave.
It's like I've forgotten this.
I just wanted to do so many things. At the time, I was working for the Sainsbury's food website, and therefore I was making, constantly writing articles, telling other people how to throw a Halloween party on the sly.
Oh my God, you were.
Right? So I was like constantly like showing people like how to make a cheese twist into a witch's finger. Or like... How to make
it's
like
a dolman on the end for the nail,
yeah, or like a pepperami, but it's also a mummy. Like all this mad shit, just like churning it out, like showing other people how to do it. And I really had got it into my head that I was the woman I was creating in these articles, that I could do these things. I could not do them
alone. No, you didn't have.
I was alone.
Also, you've been at work all day, and it wasn't like you had like the day to prepare
because I can't really cook. So the whole thing was too much for me. Anyway, I tried to put this skeleton into a lasagna. So I made the skeleton was like climbing out of the lasagna like it was a graveyard. Then I got these Nice biscuits.
Oh yeah.
And they were the headstones, like tombstones. Yeah.
Oh my God, I do remember. Because I remember going, best sweet biscuits. So I literally remember going, should have picked any
don't
other
put
biscuit.
Those in. Maybe what other biscuit was I supposed to put in that looked like a gravestone? Because it's got the Nice writing on it, so it looks like a tombstone.
Oh, that is really, it's true. But then you've sacrificed like...
both the biscuit and the lasagna. Certainly.
Yeah.
Yes, Stevie. So they were all stuck in, too many. Then the skeleton is like climbing out. And then spring onions...
I forgot this.
Spring onions coming straight upwards, so it looked a bit like grass.
Okay, no, I don't think that sustained, did it?
Not very long, no, they just flopped
over.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
So that, and then I'd also tried to bake Richard O'Brien's face into the into the macaroni cheese.
Oh, yes. Oh my God, I totally forgot that.
So I just... I'd made a lasagna and a macaroni cheese.
Such a bizarre thing. To pick out of all of the things that you could have done.
That I wasn't telling the Sainsbury's readers to try that.
No.
Because they were also trying to do this crystal, bloody crystal amazing. So I was trying to do all of the stuff.
I'd filled a surgical glove with water,
put it in the freezer, sort of around a bottle so it was like gripping the hand. So then, and then when it was frozen, you took the surgical glove off and then there was a frozen ice hand in the pad.
For about a second.
Honestly, what? I remember you seeing it because Stevie arrived at like 6 p.m.
On the dot
in all her gear. So she saw all the stuff. So then the ice hand went in and we both were like, oh gosh. And so honestly, by the time it took us to say, oh, that looks actually quite cool, it had already melted.
Great. And the punch was like a weird grey colour that wasn't because
obviously
she was trying to make it spooky.
No.
She just like she just put all the shit in it she could find, so it just looked like this weird grey. But did you know, Tessa, because this podcast is about things you didn't know about Halloween, and to be fair, that whole story about your party, a lot of people won't know.
No,
that
won't know. No.
So we're
number
on
one.
Track. Number two, do you know where, if you do, don't ruin it.
Okay.
Do you know where the costume tradition comes from?
Woolworths?
Good start. No. Right back when Halloween was Samhain, or however you're supposed to pronounce it.
You were correct about the swoon.
Swoon. Mm. During swoon, the superstitious people would believe that the recently dead would come back as spirits to roam the earth during All Hallows Eve, which was that evening. So then the locals would dress up in scary costumes to try and scare those demons away, because you don't want to see, even if you know you love that person, they're changed, they're dead. And because they didn't have, they just used the things that they had to hand. So they would dress up in like cow skin from their farm, and like it'd be like horrific, like pig heads on their heads, and like, and then they'd like run around. So now, so then that just stuck. So now we
dress incredible up. Because I was going to say that's rubbish. Like, if a full demon who's like passed beyond the realm and then has come back for its one night when the worlds are thin, like, is not going to be scared by you,
a
like
sexy cat.
Exactly. I was going to say a sexy scarecrow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, which is a
but if you're covered in pig's blood, yeah, and you're, right, you're wearing like, your own
quite,
pig.
Quite, yes.
Goodbye.
Absolutely. Fair play to you.
Back to the woods I go.
Fair play to your farmer, John. You do look awful.
Yeah. Really dreadful. Yeah.
Back to the woods I go. Yeah,
do,
yeah, yeah.
Do you have a fact?
Well, the one about turnips, but I feel like everyone knows that, and people
used to
boo
be turnips. Me. Yeah, boo.
Yeah, see?
Trick-or-treating.
I'll try and get back in. Yeah, go on.
I would have thought trick-or-treating would have been, like, invented by the candy company, like, in, like, 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, sort of. It was in the 1920s, mm-hmm. and kids in Alberta threatened to pull pranks on people.
Alberta in Canada.
Yeah. Threatened to pull pranks on people that didn't, who didn't give them sweets. So basically like dickhead kids. And then a newspaper article, the Alberta Daily or whatever it was called, complained about it, or like in like kind of a lighthearted article. And then that really caught on. And then by the 50s, everyone was yelling trick or treat and throwing flour at each other or whatever it's supposed to do.
Bit of fun, isn't it?
It's a bit of fun. Also, the holidays have been around for an estimated 6,000 years and is believed to have originated around 4,000 BC in Northern Ireland because of the pagan tradition. So when all the Christians came over, I mean, not all of them, but when the Christians came over to Ireland and England, the idea of like Satan is taken from when pagans used to worship the horned god, and he was like a nice god. And then all of the Christians basically turned loads of pagan traditions into Christian traditions. We're like, no, you're wrong. Because actually that Yule is actually called Christmas. So that's what you should celebrate. And also Samhain, no, that's literally nothing. Like, ignore that. I think All Hallows Day is the Christian version of Halloween. All Hallows Eve or whatever. And it was just a day. Like, it's not a thing in Christianity. I don't think. I mean, it's definitely not. Look it up.
Quick, I'm doing it.
Yeah, too much of me thinking that I'd be able to find the answer through speech. Doesn't happen, does it? Tess is Googling it.
So they were already cruising, the Celts, through Samhain. Then yeah. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III,
oh,
everyone's favourite.
Classic.
Designated November the 1st as a time to honour all the saints. Or
All Saints Day. All Saints Day. Oh, I did know that.
Great, great, great. So they already were... So 8th century, the Pope brings it in.
So Christianity and did. They turned into All Saints Day. So you'd be like, oh, St. George.
Yeah, yeah,
boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
So then the evening before became known as All Hallows Eve, later Halloween, and then it over time evolved. But they quietly popped it on the same day as Samhain.
Yeah, because they wanted to take over that festival. That's interesting and makes sense. So then I suppose...
In Ireland, before it was Ireland.
Oh, when it was Flabobo.
That's what it was originally called, guys. You heard it here first.
Flabobo.
It was the marking of the end of the summer. So Samhain literally means summer's end.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess like gradually then people just... Not like take the piss out of it, but if it's something that like the weird pagans are doing, mm-hmm. then it makes sense that like at some point in the early 20th century, which is kind of when it started to become incredibly popular in America and then gradually here, it's not taking the piss, but it's almost just like, oh, it used to be like a weird day, like a weird day of witches and stuff. And so then you can see then how that translates to, you know, a day of dressing up as a ghost or whatever.
How?
It's a spooky day. It's a spooky day for witches. So then
a spooky day.
Spooky day, right? So then just like Valentine's Day was originally a saint's day, wasn't it? And then the companies thought, oh, this would be good. We can turn it into like...
I know, nonsense, isn't it? Nonsense what they've done.
To get a load of money from it.
I was just trying to see what the Pope thought he was doing, what they, when they introduced All Hallows Eve, what that was for the Christian celebration.
Oh, then what they would actually do. And
what, yeah, yeah, yeah. What the Christians were doing, just popping it on Samhain. But it was just sort of marking, they were still sort of marking the dead in a way that I suspect the Pope thought was quite nice.
Yes.
and more of a sort of honouring celebration. And then when they actually saw what they were doing,
dressing up as pigs and trying to scare people back into the woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So very much not the plan. And yeah, lovely.
But that's why turnips were used, because turnips were also supposed to scare the spirits away as well. So that's why they do terrifying faces on the turnips and put them in the doorway
to scare the evil
spirits that would. Because Samhain, however it is pagan, in pagan tradition, it is the night where like the worlds are thinnest and more magical. So they thought that the spirits would rise. Other thing,
yes,
there are some Halloween traditions, mm-hmm. which I think I should bring up.
Yes, please.
We could all try. According to folklore, if you wear your clothes inside out and walk backwards on Halloween, this will make sure you'll see a witch at midnight. Why would you want to do that?
Gosh.
That's one thing. If you see a spider on Halloween.
Oh, you'll see a dead one will come, you'll be visited by a dead relative.
Close. It's a loved one watching over you. So the loved one is the spider.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for telling me that fact. Other thing, in Alabama, it's illegal to dress up as a priest on Halloween. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you know that?
Yes, I did.
God.
Well, a lot of them are also on my list.
Oh, great. Okay, you got a list.
Yeah, well, you've said a lot of them now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's absolutely fine.
Guess what the number one...
yeah?
Candy slash sweets
candy
slash
corn.
Chocolate. No.
Oh, Snickers?
Yes.
M&M's, Reese's Pieces, Smarties?
I mean, what's going on?
We've both been on the same article when you Google things you didn't know about Halloween.
Yeah, probably have, haven't we? I thought it was fascinating, though. I also don't know what candy corn is.
We don't have them here.
No, that's why
they
I don't
like
know.
Tooth.
Yeah, well, I keep seeing pictures that look like teeth.
So they're
like,
horrible. Red, yellow, white in a triangle. And they actually, like, imagine a piece of corn and a corn on the cob. And you pulled it out, but also brought its root with
it's
it.
Awful. The
horrible.
Whole
I don't care for them.
Whole thing absolutely horrific.
Absolutely not. Best last-minute outfits.
Oh, that's good. Okay. But I think everyone will have probably gone to their party over the weekend. Because it's Tuesday today. But say if you're, like, you know, planning some sort of vague work night... Or you're a student, so absolutely you are out. Fair enough. Last minute, just be like, if you just be a dead person, use black eyeliner, red lipstick is blood around the corner of your mouth. And then also, then the big trick, put red lipstick or red colour on the bottom inside rim of your eye, because then it looks like horrible, bloody, staring eyes. It's really great. That's like the
great.
Best one. Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
I was genuinely impressed with your thing.
Oh, great. Thanks. Because you can just be like generic dead person. And that's not even boring. That's like a good one.
Yes. I've got a...
Don't be a cat.
Don't be a cat. Oh, I've got a wedding dress that lives under the stairs.
Okay.
Comes out once a year.
Halloween?
No.
My birthday.
yeah, one big item. You're cruising.
Absolutely nailed it.
Absolutely.
I also think as well, it's quite nice that Halloween is on a weekday because you could just have some friends around. Just read each other's tarots, you know?
Yes.
So I love that, but I know Tessa may think I don't because I once went to a birthday party, and by once, I mean this was very recently, and they were reading tarot cards, and it's totally in my wheelhouse. In fact, I did it at the weekend at my sister's party. I put a panda mask on and a wizard's hat when it was a panda wizard, set up a stall in the corner of the party and just read people's tarot cards all night.
How did it go?
Really well, thanks. Absolutely smashed it. Mm. We're definitely not recording this the Friday before.
It's recorded in advance and now she's really jinxed it because...
It'll go terribly. I'll get too drunk and I won't be able to do anything. Anyway.
You're going to be really good. What tarot are you going to read?
I've got just a traditional... full deck of tarot cards.
Are you going to read this? What are you going to read for people? Like the
three cards, past, present, future.
Great.
Yeah.
Are they going to ask a question or?
I hope so. If not, be a bit weird.
But I wonder if you were just going to ask the cards a question. They're going to ask something particular.
I think they'll ask something particular.
Great.
Or it'll just be like general vibe. I haven't looked into it yet. But that might be
basically
a nice idea for a Tuesday night.
Divination games and divination rituals were part of the festival.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just, you're not just, you know.
Oh, like, look under some water, see your husband.
Yes, it's very much like the packing to bed of the summer and the like, it's very much like a rebirth festival.
Oh, that's good.
So it's very much like summer is over, put it away, get your winter duvet out.
Yes.
Clean the home and
okay.
Very much like bob for apples, then read your tarot.
Okay.
You know? Like that is very much part of the experience.
I did an article about 2 years ago and I did loads of like spells that you could do on Halloween, and one of them was you peel apple peel
yes
and you throw it over your shoulder and it'll spell out the name of your loved one.
How?
out.
Well, we'll see if I marry someone called Joflum.
What? How much apple peel do you need?
Like the whole apple? The apple peel? Or the
Surely it's going to make a name that's got an O in it because it'll go in a circle.
I mean, how good are you at apple peeling? I'm not. I broke quite a lot, so I had lots of bits of apple
bits.
Peeling.
Fantastic.
You throw it up. Yeah, I'm going to marry a spiral. Yeah. I can't wait.
A variant of apple dunking or duking involved kneeling on a chair. That was it.
What an excellent fact, Tessa. I'm so glad you brought that to the table. On another note, apple bobbing is the most fun thing ever. I've not done that since I was a kid. When I was little, Halloween was such a massive part of my growing up. Like, my mum would make the whole house like a spooky house. We had like black candles and she'd make like a whole like buffet
thing.
Yeah,
we took it serious.
And it was so seriously. Like, I'd get like that, there's cobwebs and I'd have it like in my hair for like years afterwards. And we'd always, part of it would be apple bobbing. I think it's, I've not seen anyone else do it this way, but you have like a bowl and you bob for apples like you would normally in the water and try and get the apple with your teeth. And as a child, my God, that was the most exciting thing. But then the best thing was, then with a wet face, if you got the apple, my mum would do a big pile of flour with a sweet, like, in the middle of the flour. So you had to find the flour and then obviously you get flour all over your face. And then, but then you'd get the sweet and it was really exciting. So that's always like a real fun, like, way to... No one's ever going to do that because it's like a kid's thing. But I wish I could do that now.
The flour bit or the apple bobbing?
Both. Great.
Do it.
Or on like
tonight or in the past.
In the past. On like strings as well. That's like obviously
donuts
the
on strings.
Bit. Donuts on strings.
Do all those things.
I'm going to. That's what I'm going to do.
Bring them back.
It's the best. I hate people that say they didn't like Halloween because like, oh, it's lame. You're like, all right, you're lame. Perhaps is what I say to them.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
I think people have allowed their judgment to be clouded by the overwhelming commercialization of the experience.
That's true, yeah.
And so they've lost their path. But I think your party where you can bring people back to the true spirit.
This true spirit. And even if you just, I think last year I just made a fort and sat in my living room and watched loads of horror films. Like, but even that, that's like just really fun.
Once
fun
you went as a lost child on a milk carton?
I did. I went as a giant milk carton. I had a house party and was a giant milk carton.
Sorry, yeah.
I was a giant milk carton and it said like a missing girl thing. And then my head was in the poster, but I'd misjudged the size of the milk carton and I couldn't get out of the door to open the door to allow people to come into the house. So I had to like get out of it, be like, wait! And then I put this big milk carton on. I think it's like the best excuse just to be a kid again. I think it's
my mum once made me, when I was like 8, a headless person. So it had like a full upper body made out of cardboard with no head. But wearing a coat and like it had a necklace and a brooch and everything.
No sexy cats.
I think
there.
It was actually a bit embarrassing.
Because of how good you were. Yeah.
And everyone else was a ghost and I had to go home, I think, is how I remember that evening going.
Get out.
And then my mum wore it to the grown-ups party that evening, except she was a grown-up.
What a great night all round.
A good night for everyone.
I can tell that you, because Tessa texted me about an hour before doing this podcast saying, I've upset myself by reading loads of scary stories. So one of the elements of this was that we're going to tell you each a spooky tale. Please, Tessa, can you give us your spooky tale?
Right, everyone. A horror story. Ooh. That's good.
That's good.
My hairy toe.
Right.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It used to keep me up at night. It's about an old woman who goes into the wood, finds a hairy toe and goes home with it.
Yes.
Like, already, many questions.
Right.
Who's, what have you done, why have you brought that home? And then the owner of the toe comes to get it.
Well, it's a terrifying story. Next one. I don't think I'll be able to sleep at night. Well, it has reminded me to maybe shave my toe. So
you do your one.
My one is it's a real story. So my parents are both atheists, very not down with religion, just don't think about that sort of stuff. They're not into ghosts, not into spooky things at all. And we were having dinner about 6 years ago, and my dad was like, oh, I've had a scary experience. I've had like a ghost. I've got a ghost story. And we're like, oh, he's just gonna finish up with some sort of stupid joke because he just doesn't. He thinks horoscopes are a load of crap and all that sort of stuff. So he told us this story. So my dad is a session drummer, which means he often will do, you know, just play on different people's albums, and it'll be in like different studios often around the UK, all the world. And his story takes place in one such studio that was, now I want to say it's a, the building used to be a mental asylum for children in the Victorian era, but I have no proof of that. I think it was just a prison. And so they had very, very low, like basement cells really far down in the ground. So it was perfect for a studio because you want it to be soundproof for all the residents and things. I think it was in London as well. He's going to now text me and be like, all of your facts were off, but I know the crucial bits are right. So yeah, it was sunk into the ground. So you go down all these steps, down these steps, down these steps, down these big corridors, and it's like, it's kind of cells, so it's a bit creepy. And then right at the end, there's this soundproof studio. And in that soundproof studio, you have to get into it. You kind of like turn this big lock and you like pull this massive, massive door open. And there's all the instruments and stuff. And so they're down there. They go for lunch. Now, the one thing that he did say very explicitly, he was like, the guy told us there's next to the door, in order to turn the power on in the room, there's this massive, think of like those big, what's the thing? It's like, you know, like... like
that noise is actually quite good.
And you pull a thing down, a lever basically, that turns on all the electricity. And then you have to...
It happens all the time in like action movies where someone cuts the power.
Yeah, basically. Imagine cutting the power and it's a bit much.
And then you know where you have to go to turn that thing on to make the power come back.
Yeah, it's like a huge big lever. So conversely, when you leave, you have to turn all the power off. So that they turn all the power off and you can tell it's off because the lever is up when it's off, down when it's on. And this lever is so joke big that there's no way. It's so heavy. The door is so heavy. They shut the door. They go for lunch. They come down. And as they're walking down the corridor, they're like, great, someone's booked our room out because there's keyboard music coming from the room. None of the other rooms are
occupied.
Brilliant, great. Obviously, they get to the door. They're like, that's weird because the power is off. So they're like, well, how's the electric keyboard being played? They pull the power on. And also, the music is really loud at this point because they're right at the door. They pull the door open. There's no one in there. And it's completely dark. And all the power's been off. And I was like... how do you not believe a ghost? He's like, I don't know. How do you explain that? And he was like, it might have been something weird. So that was my scary story. It's not like the Goat Man that I was reading, but the Goat Man story, which if you Google the Goat Man story, is the most terrifying story I've ever read. But it's not real. Whereas that was real.
Question one.
Okay.
Could they all hear the piano?
Yes. It wasn't just like my dad hears pianos. Also, my dad's got tinnitus, so he can't really hear very well. So the fact that my dad could hear it was quite like...
What
insane.
Question two, what was it playing?
Oh, I don't know, The Entertainer. I have no idea. No, it's just like lots
just
of music.
Who wants to be a drummer. I mean, a piano session player.
Pianist, yeah.
Oh, question three. Can we have the Goat Man in like 30 seconds?
Goat Man is, Google it, but in like 30 seconds, 10 kids go out to camp in the woods. There's this horrible blood smell that's building and building and building. They've heard tell of the Goat Man. Then they get a bit freaked out. There's some noises. They go into a trailer. They're all chatting. And one of them is giving out food, and they've got a 10-pack of food. And someone suddenly realizes that the last time they were in there, they didn't have enough. And then suddenly one of the girls realizes that there's someone in the room that has been there the whole day that no one knows.
Where are they?
They've just joined the group. And she only realizes once they've left, because she's like, hang on, there were 11 people here. Now there are only 10. And then everyone goes, yeah, there were 11 people there. There's that guy who was sat with you the whole time. We thought he was a friend of so-and-so. He's not. This keeps happening. They keep getting, every time there's someone in there, the smell of blood is like really like strong. They freak out. There's lots of stuff about like one of the girls goes to get help, and then they see her and she's like slack-jawed staring in at the window, and it's clearly not her. It's like a shape-shifting goat man. And then I got too frightened, so I stopped reading it.
What happens at the end?
I don't know, because I stopped reading it. Because then I was eating my noodles, and then Tom came down to get us up for the podcast, and I was like, I can't finish this because I'm too frightened. Good stuff. Go and read it, and then tell me what you think. Tweet me, please.
Tweet us what happens at the end.
Read it tonight. Google the Goat Man, Reddit, read it tonight with a torch under your bedclothes, and you'll shit yourself.
Yeah, if you are a fan of Halloween, particularly if you are not a fan of Halloween,
yes.
Celebrate the festival by getting on Wikipedia and Reddit and Creepypasta some horrifying stuff.
Yeah.
If fiction's your bag, read the Goat Man. If fact is your bag, get yourself on Wikipedia and Google like unexplained mysteries.
Well, Reddit have got a good feed that is literally like, what's the creepiest thing that's ever actually happened to you?
Yeah,
and it's not like ghosts. It's like a girl comes home, she's in her flat, she does like all of her, she's a med student, she's all like finishes her coursework, and she's just like sat in a kitchen and her room's like a door there, and a guy just comes out of her room and he's been in there the whole time, and she doesn't know why he was there, she doesn't know why, he just comes out and then she screams and then like chases him out. And it's just that idea of like someone having been somewhere like the whole time you were going about your day, they've just been stood in another room being like, what do I do? It like freaks me out.
I really enjoy that guy was there to do something terrible but then like bottled
like,
it.
No,
but
I can't.
Like, oh, yeah. I got tired, I had to go to the loo. I really think that a way to help yourself think about serial killers is like them also needing snacks.
Sure, they need snacks. They need toilet breaks.
Yeah, thinking about a serial killer like having some, getting a bit low blood sugar and having a crisp. It's like, be like, oh yes.
Not salt and vinegar though. No, cheese and onion please.
Or prawn cocktail if you've got it.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a, you know, that's the thing about the goat man of being like, but there were 11 people. Is that like, the call was coming from inside the house.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It was here all along. Is that sort of like dread feeling of like, oh, this.
Yeah, someone's here and we haven't known. Like, that's so terrifying. Tell me your story and then we'll wrap it up.
I was going to do our true story from our house, that we had our house exercised when I was little.
Oh.
When I was like, we moved into our house when I was maybe 6 or 5. Really, really old house. It's a listed building. It's like, I don't know, 16th century. And they put me, my bedroom is on the 3rd floor in the attic. And they found like a bricked up wall and then knocked it through and there was a staircase there. Mm-mm. And then they were like, yeah, send the eldest up there. She'll be make that a bedroom, eh? That boarded up attic, make that a room. And I invented as a teenager this like story about this girl that lived in the chimney. But I hadn't made it up. In the middle of the night, on more than one occasion, both my parents woke up in the night to the sound of heavy footsteps running up the stairs. Mm. So it wasn't just like one of them waking up and... like I was like, oh, I must have dreamt it. Both of them wake up and like run to Amy's bedroom, and nothing there. It happened on more than one occasion, and then they had the house exercised, and a priest came around and said, "This is a happy home," and rang a bell.
Yeah,
and I bet the ghosts were like,
"Fine, fuck this, all let's give
them this shitty vicar." And then mum and dad never told us about it, but we have heard from their their friends' children.
Right, like, yes.
People my parents must have told, and then they told their kids, that my little sister, who was maybe 4, asked my parents who the man with the hat is who keeps coming into her room.
Oh, for God's sake. No one needs that. I did an article about that and someone came to my bedroom and told me that there was an old man in my shoe cupboard. This was last year.
Oh, yeah. The man in my shoe cupboard.
I was like, that's why you can't sleep. And then I just kept having dreams that the door would open and because it was like a separate little room. Like, I'd just see like an eye poking, but it was just a dream. And I'm sure he wasn't in there.
Yeah, of course. It was like absolutely terrifying that once someone's told you that, there's nothing you can do.
I took all my shoes out there. I didn't
use it. Of
course,
don't bother him.
Yeah, I'm going to bother him.
You bother him. He's busy
in
there.
Shoe cupboard.
We're going to end on what I believe is maybe the scariest thing of all time.
Okay.
But I've said...
being locked in a box and you're thrown into the sea.
No, that's the worst thing.
I'm so sorry.
But because that's not scary. I'm just afraid of that happening to me.
Absolutely.
Whereas fear in this, like, you know...
primal sense.
I'm going to change the name to your name in the story.
Oh, good. Let's see how that pans out.
do you want to know where it's from? You will recognise it.
No.
You don't want to know?
No.
Okay, great. It is somebody within a book telling somebody else's story.
Okay.
There was a family called Martin, and they lived in Cheshire?
Yes.
They lived up on Cheshire, and they had an old oil painting in the living room, which they were very proud of, and the painting showed some ducks in the yard outside a farmhouse. And there were no people in the painting, just a flock of ducks on a grassy farmyard and the farmhouse in the background. It was a large painting and rather pretty. And one day, their daughter, Stevie,
Hello.
Came home from school eating an apple. She said a nice lady had given it to her on the street. And the next morning, little Stevie was not in her bed. The parents searched everywhere, but they couldn't find her. Then all of a sudden, her father shouted, "There she is! There's Stevie, feeding the ducks!" And he was pointing at the oil painting, and sure enough, Stevie was in it. She was standing in the farmyard in the act of throwing bread to the ducks out of a basket. The father rushed up to the painting and touched her, but that didn't help. She was simply a part of the painting, just a picture painted on the canvas. And the peculiar thing was that little Stevie kept changing her position in the picture. One day she would actually be inside the farmhouse and you could see her face looking out of the window. Another day she would be far over to the left with a duck in her arms. And she was always motionless, just a figure in the painting in oils. It was all very odd indeed. And what was most odd of all was as the years went by, she kept growing older in the pictures. In 10 years, The small girl had become a young woman. In 30 years, she was middle-aged. Then all at once, 54 years after it all happened, she disappeared from the picture altogether.
I died quite young.
Yeah, you did. Well, not a lot to do in there.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you know where it's from?
I do know it, but I can't put a name to it.
Do you know, Tom? Wuthering Heights.
Oh, that's a good I think it's a good shout.
It's not bad. It's from The Witches.
The Roald Dahl.
Yeah, Roald Dahl's The Witches.
You were close.
Yeah, you were close. It was a good...
With the W.
It's the grandma tells in her stories, that there's like three stories at the beginning about things the witches have done.
Oh, yeah.
But there is something so horrifying about being trapped in the painting.
Yeah, it's horrific.
That it isn't like spooky and then there's a killer. It's like...
That's your life.
It's just like you live in the painting now forever. She just moves every day. And it's like... I think as a child, it's something that like sticks in your mind that you're like, you can't even really look at paintings of things because you're like, what if I live in the painting?
That's terrifying. Good one. Well, I hope you've learned so much about Halloween in that podcast. I think we gave you four facts, but we also just had a lovely time and celebrated. So we're
it's here as a celebration of Halloween. Tom, how old are your small people?
2.5.
Oh, too young.
Don't frighten them.
You ever seen a ghost?
Well, I don't know if I've seen one, but I believe in them.
You believe in them, right? Okay,
yeah,
understand. And from anything or just like, just a feeling?
A bit of both. I think there's something out there beyond death.
I can't argue with it.
And crucially, this day is the day that the realms beyond death are their closest.
Yes.
The veil is
the thinnest.
A thin place.
Tweet us if you've ever seen a ghost.
It's literally Halloween today.
At Stevie M.
This is the thing. You've already got to watch Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Just the beginning of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is what I keep singing.
The film Halloween, which is terrifying.
Hocus Pocus again.
Hocus Pocus. Just keep watching that.
Bloody love Hocus
Pocus. Oh, I think The Legend of Sleepy Hollow is a great Halloween.
Oh, it is, yeah, because it's just the right side of it being awful. And then if you enjoy your slashers, then, you know, do your own research. We're not going to help you.
No. Watch those. Have a great Halloween. Tweet us at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
There's a ghost.
Email us podcast@thedebrief.co.uk and give us a rate and review if you thought that was incredibly helpful. Admittedly, it's one of the least helpful ones we've done, but I think it's nice to occasionally just have a nice time.
Get one on the right. I think it's lovely to have a nice time.
Me too. We've had a lovely time. I've really enjoyed myself.
I've had a lovely time, and it's nice to celebrate the festival ones.
Oh, absolutely. Good to. Yeah, let's just do all of the
pagan. We're doing Harvest Festival next.
Yes. Shrove Tuesday.
Wassailing's coming up.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be wassailing constantly. Okay, great. Well, see you next week. Happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Samhoon.